in me, I will be done.
If you fail to any cash,
anybody like that here,
yeah, any penny.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Wisdom, one fellow that he will stand beside him or her, say, you are the one who will get my attention.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
You're watching Redemption Way.
When he cometh, when he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love bending like the
Jesus.
Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Father. Lift your voice to the Almighty God. And bless his holy name. Give him glory, give him honor. Give him adoration. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be magnified. Praise him. Praise the Almighty God. Thank him for bringing us to yet another month. Bless him for a very special Holy Ghost service. For children. Bless his holy name. If you are a child of God, bless his holy name. Because it's a special Holy Ghost service for you. Give him glory. Give him honor.
Give him adoration. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, please don't let me sorrow over my children. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Father, please don't let me sorrow over my children. Don't let me sorrow over my children. Almighty God, please don't let me sorrow over my children. Children biological, children spiritual, don't let me sorrow over my children. Almighty God, please don't let me sorrow over my children. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, let all my children be greater than I. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Let all my children be greater than I. I don't want my greatness to end with me. Let my children be greater than I. Let all my children be greater than I. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, let all my children serve you. Let none of them serve the devil. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Let all my children serve you. Let none of them serve the devil. Let all my children serve you, O Lord. All of them, without a single exception. Let none of them serve the devil, Lord. Let all my children serve you. Let all my children serve you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And you lift your voice to him and say, Father, please keep evil companies far away from my children. Keep evil company far away from my children. Let's talk to the Almighty God. All those who will lead my children astray, keep them far away from my children. Keep evil company far away from my children, O Lord. Keep them far. Keep evil companies far away from my children, O Lord. Very, very far from my children. Keep them very far from my children. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, let your presence go with all my children wherever they go. Let your presence go with my children, Lord. Wherever they go, let your presence go with them. Where your presence will not be, don't let them go there. Let your presence go with my children everywhere they go, O Lord. Thank you forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, let all be well with me and my children forever. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Let all be well with me and my children forever. Almighty God, let it be well with me and my children from now on and forevermore. Let all be well. Let all be well with me and my children now and forevermore. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name, our Father. Kings and Lord of Lords, the Father of Fathers, the original Father, the great provider, the great defender, the great supplier. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Thank you for April. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you did last month. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you will do today. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, we, your children, are here. Every one of us. Bless us in Jesus' name. Keep death far away from us in Jesus' name. Keep sorrow far away from us in Jesus' name. Keep failure far away from us in Jesus' name. Keep defeat far away from us in Jesus' name. Keep shame far away from us in Jesus' name. Let it be well with us. Let it be well with our children. And let all of us serve you from now on and forevermore. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you because it will be well with Nigeria. Thank you because you will speak peace to the world. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Now shake hands with three or four people. And tell them, because my God reigns, all is well. Luke chapter 18, verse 15 to 17. Luke 18:15-17. And they brought unto him also infants that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. How many little children are here tonight? If you are younger than the mountains, then you will be a little child in the hand of God. So every little child of God, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Tonight we want to talk on beloved of the Most High. Those are the little children. The beloved of the Most High. That's why I know I am the beloved of the Most High. Because I'm a little child in the hand of God. Who is the Almighty? Who is the Most High? Psalm 91 verse 1. Tells us that the Most High is also the same as the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Who is the Most High? Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 8. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 8. Calls him the one who is higher than the highest. He's higher than anyone. That's why he's called the Most High. Who is the Most High? Proverbs 21 verse 1. Proverbs 21 verse 1 says he's the controller of the hearts, even of kings. He says he controls the heart of kings as he controls rivers of water. Who is the Most High? The Most High is the one who rules by decree. The original majesty. Psalm 33 verse 8 and 9. Psalm 33 verse 8 and 9. He said, let the whole earth fear before God. Because he spake and it is done. When he says, let there be light, there will be light. Who is the Most High? The Most High is the one whose word is law. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. He said his word will never return to him void. When he speaks, it happens. Now, when you are not the beloved of the Most High, what does his love do for you? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. His love does for you several things. It makes eternal life available to you. Everlasting life. His love gives you deliverance from perdition. Because he loves you, you will not perish. Because he loves you, he makes salvation available unto you. John 15 verse 13. John 15 verse 13 says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. What does his love do for you? Romans chapter 8 verse 31. Romans 8:31 says his love makes you more than a conqueror. He says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. What does his love do for you? His love makes available to you anything that you can ever need. Romans chapter 8 verse 32. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's a particular parent here tonight who is worried about a particular son who is running wild. Ask me to tell you, he will end up as Paul the Apostle.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans 8:32 that the one who had given us his only begotten son, what else will he not give us in addition? Because he loves you, he gives you his only begotten son. In addition, any other thing you may need, he will make available to you. What does his love do for you? When God loves you, He sets you up for blessings. He will create a situation whereby you will be blessed. Not ordinary blessings, but inexhaustible blessings. In 1 Peter chapter 17, verse 8 to 16, 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16, because he loved the widow of
Zarephath,
he set her up for a blessing that can never run dry. There are categories of blessings. There are blessings that are general. It causes his rain to fall on everybody, both those who are good and those who are evil. It causes the sun to shine on everybody, good or evil. It makes air available for everybody, good or evil. But then he gives special love to those he loves. And in order that you may not accuse him of partiality, he sets up those he loves. So that when he does what he wants to do for them, nobody will be able to accuse him. He inspired the widow of Zarephath to surrender her last meal so that the last can become the first. So that if anybody should accuse him in future, I said there are many widows in the land. Why did you send Elijah to only one? He will turn to the other widows who are complaining. Can you release your last meal? He sets up those that he loves, so he can give them inexhaustible blessings. May he set you up for blessings tonight in Jesus' name. When he loves you, he sets you up for irreversible blessings. He will ask you to do something for him that will be serious sacrifice, so that he can bless you irreversibly. In Genesis 22, verse 1 to 18, thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, I created you to bring glory to your family, not shame. Not shame. And he said, my plan for your life will still be fulfilled. Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, you are prone to stumbling and falling. He asked me to tell you, an end comes to that from tonight. Genesis 22, verse 1 to 18, the Almighty God asked Abraham to give him a first fruit sacrifice. He did. He was on the point of killing his son when the Almighty God stopped him. And then God swore. He said, by myself, if I sworn, in blessing I will bless you. In multiply, I will multiply your seed. forever. When God swears, that is settled forever. When he loves you, he bends over backwards to give you a miracle. He will go beyond ordinary to give you your miracle. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 14. 2 Kings 5, verse 1 to 14. He sent a messenger to Naaman to come and receive his healing. He arrived and went to the king instead of to the prophet. God reached out to him again. He said, no, I didn't send you to the king. Come to my prophet. He came to the prophet. The prophet told him what to do to be healed. He got angry and was about to lose his miracle. But God sent a second messenger. He said, don't be stupid. Do what you are told. And he agreed. He did what he was told. And he got his healing. I know there's somebody here tonight. Whatever you need to do to receive your miracle, God will give you the grace to do it. When he loves you, he anoints you for promotion. The anointing you are going to get tonight is not only for protection from evil, it's anointing for promotion. Before this year runs out, somebody is going to shout for joy. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 to 13, 1 Samuel 16, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said the devil caught a glimpse of your glorious future. That's why he has tried to kill you early. Lord asked me to tell you, he will fail. First Samuel 16, verse 11 to 13, he anointed David for promotion. He said, I have found a man after my own heart, a man that I love, and therefore I will promote him. May divine promotion come your way today in Jesus' name. When he loves you, he will cause your enemies to leave you alone. Proverbs 16 verse 7. Proverbs 16 verse 7. The Lord says, when a man's ways please God, it will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. In Psalm 23, verses 5 and 6. Psalm 23, verses 5 and 6. David said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to prophesy to somebody here today. In the presence of your enemies, you will reach your goal. In the presence of your enemies, goodness will follow you. mercy will follow you. You will eat and have abundance. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Now, God loves the whole world. For God so loved the world. And yet, the night before Jesus died, he prayed a strange prayer. He said, Lord, I'm not praying for the world. I'm praying for those you have given me. I tell you, there are categories of love. General love. A special love. Now God loves children specially. That's why I pity those of you who think you are too old for God. As I sat down here and the music was going on, they were showing on the screen little children dancing, wonderful people. They don't know what is called being shy. They don't care whether you are looking or you are not looking. They are praising God. But I see those of us who are big, who are men of timber and caliber. We can dance. And that's why he can't carry us in his hand for blessing. Because we are already too big. If I ask little children to shout, they do it with all their hearts. If I ask the big ones to shout, you have to beg them. Little children, shout hallelujah. In Numbers 14.
You know, Mary, Ori Kamila.
Thank you, Father.
Eshe Baba.
The Lord said there's a woman here tonight. He said, before you left home, with tears, you cried to him and said, God, next year, when they are anointing children, let my own be among. Lord asked me to tell you, it is done. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord asked me to tell somebody a story. A story about my birth. My mother had 3 daughters.
Mama mi ni awon omo obirin meta.
And a son.
Ati omo okunrin kan.
After that she said, no more.
Eye eye o le o to ga.
But suddenly the son died.
Lojiji omo okunrin na ko sanle oku.
So somebody, people came to my mother.
Awon eyan to mama mi wa.
I began to put pressure on her. Try one more. You never can tell. Just try one more. So she tried one more. And I came. Try one more. The Lord asked me to tell somebody here today. The world thinks they have taken away your crown. I allow that because I want to give you a better crown. And he added, he said, that crown that I'm going to give you, nobody will be able to take away. Now, I was talking about how God loves children specially. In Numbers 14, verse 26 to 31. Numbers 14, 26 to 31. When some parents were not willing to receive God's blessing, God said, you don't want the blessing? No problem. I will give it to your children. He can jump over parents and hand blessings over to children. But my prayer for you tonight is that both you and your children will be blessed in Jesus' name. Now, when we go through the scriptures, we find that the normal pattern of God is that when he blesses the parents, the children are automatically blessed. Genesis 28, verse 10 to 16. Genesis 28, 10 to 16. Tells us the story of Jacob when he was running away from home after he had just cheated his brother to take his blessing, and he fell asleep and had a dream, and God appeared to him. Somebody that God should not even appear to at all. The God told him, I'm the God of Abraham, your father. I have promised Abraham that I will bless him. I will make him a blessing because you are his grandchild. And I bless Abraham. You too will be blessed. I pray for every parent here tonight. Your blessing will not end with you. It will flow over to your children in Jesus' name. But it's equally true that when God curses a parent, it can flow down to the children. In 2 Kings chapter 5, Daddy says there's somebody here tonight. He said, I should inform you, there will yet be the sound of children playing in your home, and they will be your own children. Let me say amen to this one. Amen and amen. 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 There's someone here tonight. He said, it doesn't matter how old you get, you will no longer mourn.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how old you get before you die, you will no longer mourn. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20 to 27. Gehazi lied against the man of God. And the man of God, in the name of God, pronounced a curse on him. And the curse included all his seed after him. There are some people who are suffering today because of the curse that was placed on their fathers. I pray for all of you who are here today. If there's any curse troubling you, because of what your parents did. In the name that's above every other name, I cancel such a curse in Jesus' name. Now, incidentally, when God blesses, nobody can reverse it. And when he curses, nobody can reverse it either. Numbers 23, verse 19 to 20. Numbers 23, verse 19 to 20. He said, how can I curse whom God has not cursed? He said he has commanded to bless. He has blessed. And I can't reverse it. Irreversible blessing of the Most High will come upon you and your family tonight in Jesus' name. But when he curses, nobody can reverse it except himself. That's one of the reasons. One of the reasons why those who have any atom of common sense don't rob. Because if they rob him of his tithe and he places a curse on them, the curse goes on to the children. Every curse that has been hanging over you and your children, in the name that's above every other name, may they be cancelled tonight. And the grace for you to restitute your ways, receive it now in Jesus' name. Now, Numbers 23, verse 8. Numbers 23, verse 8. May declare, if God does not curse you, any herbalist, any witch or wizard, saying that they are cursing you, they are wasting their time. If he does not curse you, nobody can curse you at all. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said you don't have a house now. He said, but very soon you will own an estate. If you love your children, draw close to God. Numbers 14, verse 18. Numbers 14, verse 18. He said, even though God is merciful, long suffering, he's always forgiving, but he said, he will in under no circumstance clear the guilty. He said, he will visit iniquity of fathers upon children. So for the sake of your children, draw close to God. As for you children, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus 20, verse 12. tells you that you must honor your parents. If you don't want to die young, he said, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long. You know why? Because of something called the law of harvest. Whatever you do to your parents that will make them happy, your children will do it to you in future. Matthew 11 verse 28 to 30. He gave an invitation. That invitation is for both parents and children. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It didn't say only old ones. It didn't say only young ones. All. Come to me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So I'm giving the same invitation to you now. All of you who are tired of suffering under the yoke of Satan, come to Jesus tonight. Parents who have not yet surrendered their life to Jesus because of your children, come to the Lord tonight. Children who are still roaming about and have not yet surrendered to Jesus, remember your Creator now. Come to Jesus. For the international scene this year, pray against massive storms and extreme temperatures. As a matter of fact, what I saw is as if the whole earth is convulsing.
Every sort of 200 meters or so, there were police diverting us, telling us to go back. And as soon as they heard of the warning of tsunami, they were literally shouting at us and chasing us. The tsunami completely wiped out everything in its path. It's very clear that. And it reached 8 kilometers inland, and that was just in 9 minutes following the earthquake. It must have been an absolutely incredible force. We wiped out trees, buildings. There are cars floating in what appears to be an inland sea there. It's absolutely devastating. You don't fully understand it and don't fully realize the power that it must have wielded until you actually see these pictures. And we saw people sifting through the remains of what was their house. There were boats as well and beach skidoos.
Something God said at the beginning of this year. He told us that there will be civil unrest, there will be civil war, unless we pray. I don't know how many of us prayed. It's all over the world now. Civil unrest, civil war, just like he said. But he also said something. He said, pray for long life for prominent Nigerians. Do you know the meaning of that? It means unless we pray, some prominent Nigerians may die. Now the question is, even if somebody is going to die, must it be you?